Our next items are for discussion only. And gentlemen, I'm going to read all six of these into the record because they all go together, and then we can do what we need to do. Item one is change of zone 1615 North Milton Development Group 2. Number two is change of zone 1616 North Milton Group 2 and 1630 Ventures LLC. Three is change of zone 1617 North Milton Development Group 1 and North Milton Development Group 2. Number four is change of zone number 1618 North Milton Development Group 2 and 1630 Ventures LLC. Number five is conditional use 1724 North Milton Development Group 2. And last is conditional use number 1725 Harry Isaacs Jr.
Mr. Chairman, the purpose of this item is these items, six items are on the agenda, is based on a letter or memo I sent to the commissioners back on February 26th. And basically that letter referenced that on January 25th of 2007, the commission unanimously deferred action on the referenced change of zone applications and left the record open for final comments from DLDOT on a traffic impact study. And then upon receipt of the final comments of that impact study, to leave the record open for 15 days for written comments on the impact study only. On February 15th, Vince Robertson, Assistant County Attorney, forwarded a copy of the preliminary traffic impact study and a cover letter instructing me to place the study in a file for the record of the above applications or the reference applications. And the study and letter were received on February 20th of 2007. On February 16th of 2007, I received a letter from T. William Brockenbrough, Jr., County Coordinator of DLDOT, in reference to the projects. The letter referenced that the developer's traffic engineer, the traffic group, is preparing a traffic impact study, which DLDOT expects to receive within the next few weeks. The letter further states that DLDOT does not object to Sussex County approving the rezoning and conditional use application with a stipulation. That stipulation is that this development may move forward through the county approval process to include but not exceed the number of dwelling units that would not require a traffic impact study, and actually reference 214 dwelling units if all are single family detached houses, and a somewhat higher number if other dwelling unit types are included. Additionally, the number of units permitted must include a proportionate number of MPHU units. Upon completion of the traffic impact study and county acceptance of the recommendation for traffic improvements, the developer may proceed with the remainder of the units, including the remainder of the MPHU units. I forwarded that memorandum to the commission to give consideration of the comments from DLDOT. I also had stated that if you as commission members feel that the letter satisfies a reason for deferral on January 25th of 2007, we can announce the receipt of the letter during public meeting of the commission and proceed with leaving the record open for 15 days for written comments on the traffic impact study comments. If the commission prefers to wait for final comments from DLDOT on the traffic impact study, and then to leave the record open for 15 days for written comments on the traffic impact study only from the public, we would have to wait for those final comments. And that's the basis of the reason for the memo.
So your suggestion is one of two things, is to accept the memo.
Well, the question before you, yes, is to accept the memo as acceptable for consideration to proceed, or decide to wait for the final comments from DLDOT on the traffic impact study. And whichever way you decide, the record has to be left open for 15 days.
Thereafter. So it's either 15 days from the acceptance of the memo, if that's what happened, or we'll wait until the rest of the DLDOT comments come, and then 15 days.
No, we would have to then announce it again to the commission that we'd received it, so the 15 days would start at an official date.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
So that's the two choices.
All
The one thing I found difficult in the letter, it stated that the not to exceed the number of dwelling units that would not require a traffic impact study, 214 dwelling units if all are single family detached. And then it just says a somewhat higher number if other dwelling unit types are included. That's kind of
what that number is. I have a problem with the vagueness there. I think they're being vague. I also found it interesting, Mr. Robertson, that the state, that the Department of Transportation commented on the moderately priced units. I didn't realize that was within their purview.
Nor did I. I mean, that program is strictly a county program.
I thought it was, too.
You know, I don't know why that would even concern them and how that would make a difference with regard to any of the traffic issues.
But, well,
and interesting.
I don't think that folks in moderately priced housing travel many less than anybody else does, or right. Maybe they might own a few less cars, but you can only drive one at a time, so... Well.
So what this is stating is that the developer, if at the end of 15 days it comes back on for a motion from us,
or if the motion is to accept the letter as is, then the clock starts on 15 days. The alternative is to wait until all the DLDOT comments are here and then start, then have it announced at another public meeting, and then the 15 days starts.
What would the public be commenting on in the...
The contents of the letter.
Okay.
This letter or the final comments.
Yeah, we don't have the final comments. If you approve it now, then the public doesn't get an opportunity to comment on whatever their final comments are. They have 15 days from today. If those final comments happen to come in within 15 days, somebody happens to see them, then yeah, they might have an opportunity. But that's the decision before us.
Well, Mr. Chairman, my belief is that given the complexity of this project and the size of the project, the last thing we need to be doing is doing it piecemeal. And we should be looking at all the information all at one time, because depending upon what the final traffic impact study says, it could mean some significant changes or expense for the developer that might not be acceptable to them. So my inclination would be not to move forward at this point.
I don't know anyone else.
So we don't have any idea how long it's going to take for their comments, for the state's comments once they get to...
Their letter stated, the letter was dated, well, we received the letter on February 16th of 2007, and they said that the traffic group, their consultant, is preparing a traffic impact study, which DLDOT expects to receive within a few weeks. Now, this is 22nd of March, so it's already been a month.
Should be here any day.
They would have to receive it, then they've got to review it and then
comment.
So I don't know how long that takes.
There a rush? Do we have a 45-day clock running or anything like that?
Not when there's a reason, like, you know, that we've given for a deferral. That's always been the position, you know, that extends out that 40, because, you know, I mean,
yeah, Mr. Bergen, what that means, there's no time pressure the imposed by the ordinance. There's no time pressure. So
Mr. Chairman, if I may add further too, we earlier this year, we had a project where we didn't act upon it until we received the final traffic impact study in the 15 days thereafter. So I'd be hesitant to start a practice of granting a partial number of units for smaller developments, alone a potentially larger one like this. Otherwise, we'd wind up each meeting coming up possibly with developers wanting to go ahead and get started while they're the final traffic impact study is done, or some other study by that we normally require. So I'd rather see all the information and act upon that as a whole.
Well, if someone would care to put that in a form of a motion, we can act on it if you prefer.
I'm inclined to agree with Mike, and I would motion that we would wait until the final traffic impact study has gotten to the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action until the final comments from DelDOT are received. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.